I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Some of you may have heard of Keffels. Some of you may not have heard of Keffels. Some of you, like myself, may be blocked by Keffels on Twitter without ever having interacted with this person. For those of you who don't know who Keffels is a transgender Twitch streamer and influencer who's big on DIY hormone solutions for your children, which they have been explicit in talking about. And you should probably be more aware of Keffels than you are already, because the mainstream is starting to push Keffels in your face. For instance, Taylor Lorenz, our favourite journalist at the moment,
absolutely,
has recently published an article in the Washington Post talking about the trans Twitch star delivering news to a legion of LGBTQ teens, as if the idea of LGBTQ teens isn't completely fallacious, as far as I'm concerned. We've discussed this many a time, but I'll just read you some excerpts from this to see. I mean, that look of smug condescension that you can see in that image there.
You better get used to that, yeah.
Yeah, you better get used to it. And I'll show you some of their more hot takes, we'll say, and some of their more controversial opinions. But first, let's get into this nice and easy. So this article says that she breaks down the laws and political news for an audience that she describes as primarily LGBTQ teenagers, otherwise known as vulnerable, mentally ill children, frequently using the pronoun we to describe herself, her viewers, and the trans community, which does sound very creepy and cult-like, yes, but Keffels is a socialist, so what do you expect? Describing an Alabama law making it a felony to provide gender-affirming care for those under 18, she slumped in her office chair and stared towards the camera. They literally want these kids to effing kill themselves, she said. I don't know what the future looks like. So you can tell all of the hallmarks of a classic transgender online influencer. They're hysterical, catastrophizing, they employ dangerous rhetoric and say that, you know, basically people kill themselves unless they get what they want. They carry on. Her attacks on popular conservative influencers, including Candace Owens and Lauren Southern, as well as British author J.K. Rowling, have brought significant harassment her way, as well as attention and followers. She has also faced critiques from a handful of leftists and an endless barrage of bad faith attacks from internet trolls and harassers. And I would say, those are the excerpts I'm going to read. It's a pretty worthless article, as you would expect from a Taylor Lorenz Washington Post article. But
didn't publish her home address, or his home, whatever. Its home address.
Yes. No. None shockingly enough, Taylor Lorenz did not do such a thing, even though I would say that Keffels as an influencer is causing much more damage to society than somebody like Libs of TikTok is. But it's very hard to be bad faith when you're arguing with somebody who is just so out and out awful with the sorts of rhetoric that they use and the sorts of things that they say and the sorts of positions that they're advocating for. It's kind of hard to make someone look bad when the things that they say, like with Libs of TikTok and what happened with them, make them look bad all by themselves. So, for instance, this is one that I used on a recent segment that Callum and I covered, where I mentioned Keffels in passing, and Quartering tweeted this out with a little smiley face, because we'll get into a little bit of this, what went on between the Quartering, Jeremy, and Keffels, where somebody retweeted a post from Keffels saying at least they admit to grooming, where Keffels themselves had said, "The scum of the earth might call me a groomer for it, but if a minor approaches me and asks me how to transition, I will point them to resources to help them do it. I'm going to transgender your children. Try to stop me, bitch." Lovely.
It's not exactly what you want to be hearing from someone who seems to have this large amount of reach, because more or less the grooming term here is very accurate.
Absolutely true.
And to be targeting children specifically kind of suggests that you're going for people who are the most susceptible to your influence.
Like, yeah, their minds are like sponges. They're able to take in all of this,
and this
sort of
this
stuff.
Is only the left doing this. The right doesn't really want to tell children what to think. They want them to have a childhood and then, you know, get interested in politics when they grow up, when they're old enough to think about it properly, not indoctrinate people.
Yeah, at the moment what the right is trying to do is empower the parents to mm-hmm. have the defining authority over children, as it should be in natural law. For instance, you know, the parent, being the progenitors of the children, have the authority over those children. To a degree, obviously, we're not going to advocate, say that, you know, abusing them is good or anything, but this is a form of abuse as far as I'm concerned. And you should check out my premium podcast that I did on D-trans and also the book club that we did on irreversible damage if you want to learn about why exactly I think that this is absolutely awful and terrible for teenagers to be doing. But yes, you're absolutely right. These people are vulnerable. Their minds like sponges. And oftentimes they're away from the influence of their parents when they're on the computers, especially if it's younger kids who might have just been given an iPad so that the parents can just get them to shut up for a few hours.
It's normally taught to them that they need to conceal this sort of thing from their parents as well. Mm. And I know that schools are also known to do this, particularly in the United States.
Yeah, they are.
And do it
complicit.
Behind the back of the parents. They're not even involved. And I know I covered, I think it was a 14-year-old girl that had transitioned in the school, who had changed her name in the school system without even telling her father. Mm. He was horrified to find it out.
Young girls in particular are the ones who are most susceptible to all of this, I would say, for purely obvious reasons. But if this doesn't say enough, let's go to the next slide that we've got here, where I've actually got a clip from Keffels talking, where the Quartering tweeted this out as part of the spat that was going on Twitter regarding this. So let's just play this clip to see from the horse's mouth what is being said.
And I'm going to keep giving money to the DIY Hub. We are going to get hormones to minors. I don't give a what this piece of thinks.
Lovely. Just saying it outright, you know, mask off. They are gunning for your kids. We're going to get DIY hormones to minors. Does that sound like the sort of thing that should be said in any kind of respectable and responsible society? No, absolutely not. For one, hormones to minors in the first place is a pretty terrible thing to do because of the adverse side effects that can happen. But then when you add on that they are DIY hormones, that makes it all the more dangerous and all the more disgusting, purely for the sake of affirming your own transition. As far as I'm concerned, when people do this online, they're not doing it to actually help people. They're trying to get other people to do it as a way to reflect their own bad decisions back onto them as a way of affirming it. Well, if I get other people to do it, then that makes it clear to me that it was the best decision because other people agree with me. You're just trying to get other people to project your opinions back at you. And this is a particularly dangerous way of doing it. And Keffels is quite notorious on Twitter if you spend a lot of time on Twitter. My first encounters with them were when they were ratioing people Ben Shapiro, which
this
was
wound
cringe.
Me up to no end. They would just tweet, "I've always wanted to ratio so-and-so," and for some frustrating reason, they would always have more support behind them than the original.
I've got a tweet near the end of here from Wokal Distance, who often looks into these sorts of things, that confirms that it's not a natural
That makes sense, because I was always very surprised, relative to the number of people who follow them, they always seem to get people on the dog pile against these people in the most lazy way possible. It's not even like they're saying something against them.
Yeah.
It's just, I'm going to say this thing, and then all of a sudden you just have people joining in on it. There's no argument being made there. You're not really doing anything. You're just being childish.
No, you're not presenting a counterpoint. You're basically just going nuh-uh at them, which is
so frustrating.
Child, like playground style debates going on. And many people have picked up on what Keffels does.
They're talking the language of their own audience. It's probably what they're doing.
Yeah, that is true. Dev, for instance, has got a POV. You mildly disagree with Keffels on Twitter. You're blocked, as happened with me, even though I'd never interacted with this person before. I just was like, this person seems like a bad person. Let's check them out. Oh, I'm blocked. That's how it worked with me. Josh
I'm
has
not blocked, yeah.
Yeah, you have not yet joined the ranks, although knowing what's likely to happen if Keffel's audience get a hold of this video when it goes out over the weekend, we might get dogpiled. You might get blocked, so you can join the illustrious club of hundreds of thousands of people at this point. And there is genuine cult-like behavior that goes on behind this person. They've got a bit of a cult of personality going on behind them. Because if we go to the next one, this is a tweet from people within Keffel's audience where, I heard Keffel say we are legion, so I made this dumbass edit with a image of all of the audience going, we are legion. And the sad thing is that this is the sort of devotion that these people inspire when you've got an audience of young, impressionable and vulnerable teenagers. It's very cultish. And that brings us on to the thing that I wanted to talk about today, that it was kind of more of just a kicking off point to talk about Keffels and sort of warn any parents who may be watching this off of letting your kids online at all, because this is the sort of thing that can greet them and can influence them and can change them and push them primarily against you, away from the authority figures that are best for them. So if we move on, recently Keffels and The Quartering got into a bit of a spat, and the way that this spat developed kind of shows the kinds of tactics that these kinds of degenerate leftist influencers work and the way that they try and smear you. So, Keffels tweeted out this little meme here saying, call trans people's groomers because I'm a grifter for clicks, with Jeremy's face. There was something, if you just scroll down a little bit for me, John. Being asked to defend that position. Pretty bad meme. Not particularly funny, but what do we expect from the left?
There's also the fact that being called a grifter is a pretty low insult. I mean, all leftists say that of all right-wing political commentators.
It is the go-to.
And groomer has a lot more weight behind it because there is also evidence for it.
Yeah, there is evidence for it with the things that you say. And Jeremy just points out in the tweet where he retweeted this saying, listen, creep, you yourself called what you do grooming. No amount of Twitter ratios will change that. You target teenagers to help them with puberty blockers. Remember when you got kicked out of the of the communist creeps of Canada because you stole their money for pills? And that is something we'll get into a little bit later. And then Keffels responded, and yes, this will be going over a little bit of Twitter drama, so I apologize for anybody who thinks that's beneath them, but once again, this is important to understand. This is important to understand who this person is, the tactics they use, and just how scummy they are.
They do seem to have some sort of significant influence in a way, don't they?
Yes.
In that they've came basically out of nowhere and then garnered what seems to be quite a large media presence. So it is important to focus on it. It's not just Twitter.
Yes,
drama.
To be able to counter these sorts of things, we do need to understand them. So Keffels responded with saying, I saw your stupid video about me and that you called me a groomer. Once again, you seem to be very open about being a groomer, so I don't see what your problem is there. I'd love for you to come on my stream and defend your position. I don't think you've ever had significant pushback to your childish outlook on transgender people before. No, the grown-up position on transgender people before. And then there was a repeated series that was things of cascading importance here going on, where then they started to say that, oh, yes, The Quartering has agreed to come on the stream to debate, which turned out not to be true. If we go to the next one, they started to tweet out, hey, you said you'd arrive on the stream an hour ago. We're still waiting for you to join the stream. And this was in response to when this was going on. The Quartering just gave a little quick review of Top Gun Maverick, where he said it's very good film, you know, recommend.
I'd agree
with
that.
Also recommend. Yeah. I've not seen it yet, but
I was surprised. Yeah, how good it was.
So there's a nice quick little PSA in the middle of this that you should go out and watch Top Gun Maverick. But then if we move along, so they're accusing The Quartering of trying to dodge a debate, which obviously when you're in the online debate sphere, even though that's not what Jeremy's a part of, that has certain connotations of you being a coward. It kind of challenges your honour and your dignity almost. And then Keffels tweets out, it looks like The Quartering got back to me. It's effing on. with this little screenshot here saying, sorry I'm late, I was watching Top Gun. I'll be on the stream in 20 minutes. And then after this, we got another tweet saying, from the quartering, just saying, you're just making things up. Let me drop everything to spend time with you. I'm cool. Go get your groom on without me, commie. And then Keffels is saying, oh, you agreed to come on the stream. Why don't you pretend, why do you have to pretend you didn't and back out? Also, I wouldn't brag about being married to a 13-year-old because Quartering said he'd been married for 13 years. So pretty childish and juvenile kind of joke that was going on. But obviously, what it looks like here is that Jeremy, from everything, if you're just following Keffel's side of all of this, it looks as though Jeremy has decided to go on and then backed out like a chicken, like a coward, like somebody who doesn't have the mental or intellectual fortitude to be able to rise up and defend his position, is what you would think if you are purely following Keffel's side of this. So if we go to the next one, Quartering is defending himself here and he's saying, well, you should probably open your DMs on stream and show that I actually sent that message. You can't. Why would I debate a liar and a fraud like yourself? You should chill out. Twitch frowns on harassment. Stop harassing me. Focus on shilling hormone blockers to kids. I like that Quartering has done a very good thing here, which is always, he ends all of these off by just basically repeatedly calling her them a groomer. Mm-hmm. Again and again and again, because that's what you are.
I mean, he does really great work, doesn't he?
Yeah, the Quartering's good. I know people complain about him for putting out like multiple videos a day and taking too long to discuss stuff.
But it's a testament to his work ethic, to be honest, that he puts out so many.
And despite how cheesy they can be, I do think his thumbnails are a work of art. Let's be perfectly honest. You know that you believe it deep down in your soul. It's true. Let's move along to the next one, where some of Keffel's fan base responded to this tweet saying, after the focus on shilling hormone blockers to kids, somebody responds, and that's effing based, lol, trans all the kids. Once again, just mask off, just coming out straight and saying it. Just like, yes, Ron DeSantis was right to try and defend kids from us. That's exactly what we're trying to do. If you don't believe that some of the people in these anonymous accounts are probably some like SJW school workers in Florida and across the country, you know, I've got a bridge to sell you, because they absolutely are. And these people, once again, they're probably in their 20s, late 20s, late teens. They are all trans themselves, and they're trying to reaffirm the decisions that they've made by getting other people to make them as well. And then Quartering just comes back again, and he's just like, well, I never sent this DM. Here's a picture of my actual DMs, where if we just click on that, this is the side that Jeremy had. Wish you the best. Nothing personal. Hope you make tons of cash. I don't do stream / debates, which is a fair position to take. It's one thing to be able to put your opinion forward in a controlled environment where you're talking to the camera. It's a very, very different thing to be able to do that in a debate setting where the pressure is on. So I, you know, don't disrespect him for that position. And then something very interesting happened, which was, if we go to the next one, a different streamer, I don't know her name, sadly, but a different streamer decided to tune in to Keffel's live stream. And if you just click on that, I think we can find out what actually happened here.
Oh.
Yeah.
I already figured it out.
Do you see what's going on here? That's right. Keffels has some kind of program that allows you to fake tweets and do fake DMs.
All that is you right click and you inspect the page source, something like that, and then you can just change any text on a web page superficially. So then you can screenshot it.
Oh yeah, I do see. Sorry, I'm not a particularly techie kind of guy. Thank you for confirming that. So yeah, Keffels has just been faking the DMs and trying to make him seem like a coward, like someone who would agree to a debate and then back out of it last minute, purely for the sake of reputational humiliation. So when it comes to like trans, being a trans woman, so to speak, you know, like, fair play, you are acting like a woman in this, you know.
That's a low blow. That's disrespectful to many women. I never thought I'd say that.
That's true. I'm giving women far too little credit here. You are all far above Keffels in terms of my respect to you. And as a result of all of this, as a result of the lying, the cowardice, the disgusting smear merchant tactics that have gone on here, Keffels has received some, not Keffels, the Quartering has received some lovely fan art from Keffel's fan base. This is the sort of thing that happens when you go against the grain within the trans community. And the Quartering just tweets this out with debate after somebody put, I made some fan art, dude. This is the sort of thing that you can get from literally not really doing that much other than just saying, yes, you, the admitted groomer, are a groomer. I mean, where's the lie? And this is the sort of thing you get. I will say, because you showed it to me, Heffels themselves have tweeted out and saying that they disavow this kind of behavior from their community, despite the fact that I would say that this is the sort of thing that you're encouraging, but once again, you've disavowed it, so no further comment on that. And let's take a look at what Wokal Distance had to say about all this sort of stuff, because it is a learning experience. There's something we can learn from this about the sorts of tactics that are going on. We can see the lies, we can see the attempts at smearing and reputational destruction, but Wokal Distance looked into this a little bit further and found, he said, one of the way the woke try to win online conflicts is to swarm you and try to make you feel like the whole world disapproves of you. Obvious typical shaming sort of stuff. And this is what Keffels is trying to do by ratioing people. Ratioing someone is supposed to be a way of showing the opinion of the person being ratioed is genuinely unpopular. But this isn't what Keffels is doing. As you can see, what Keffels does is use that Twitter account and other sites like Twitch and Discord to coordinate ratios. For some time, Keffels has been coordinating woke accounts to swarm other accounts and ratio them in a way that mimics real, organic disapproval. And if you just click off of this and scroll down a bit, John, not to this one, the next one underneath it. Here we go. Yeah, if you click on that image on the left, you can see that Keffels is messaging Hassan Piker, for anybody out there who doesn't know, on Discord saying, I'm sorry to interrupt you, can you help me ratio this transphobic pundit? So this is the sort of thing they're doing. They're not actively getting this kind of organic response to it. Mm-hmm. They're just trying to coordinate and organize this themselves, just so that you can feel, as somebody who tweets out, say, a gender-critical view, or, you know, reality-affirming view, as I would like to refer to it as, make you feel like the entire world is against you. Just don't believe it. If this person ratios you, just know that they live an incredibly sad existence where this is what they're doing, spending their time doing, trying to round up the gang so that they can get more upvotes on Twitter.
The funny thing is, you can just not care, and all of a sudden, all of their power disappears.
Oh, no.
It's like not believing, and then the magic stops working.
Exactly.
And there's also, of course, the point that all press, negative or not, is good press. So if they're drawing attention to you, you're inevitably going to benefit from it in some way.
Yeah.
Going to have an elevated platform. You're going to seem more important. So ratio me if you want. I'll be more than happy.
Keffels, if you're watching this, and I think experience has shown that you probably are, if you would like to try and ratio me and draw some attention to my profile on Twitter, you can feel free to do so, please. I would appreciate it. And now I've got you in a catch-22, because if you don't, you're a coward. And if you do, you're playing right into my hands. So there you go. But before we finish this off, just to give a little bit of extra context and information, I think this is more enough to show you what a scumbag this person is, but Keffels does have a bit more backstory, and I found this on a wonderful Substack article, amusingly titled Keffels, Dark Side of the Groom, that goes over this person's backstory so that we can understand a little bit of where they're coming from here. So they just mentioned about being talked about in that Washington Post article, which is what inspired this. They say that the article will undoubtedly lead to more gender questioning trans ally young people to Keffels' stream, so it's only natural that Keffels be vetted as someone safe for minors to be around, as would any other individual with access to minors. Very responsible position to be taking here. Keffels, a biological male who identifies as a woman, was born as Lucas Roberts. At age 12, he decided that he wanted to live as the opposite sex and transition, which resulted in him going on cross-sex hormones as a teen and getting a vaginoplasty surgery at age 18 in Thailand, a country known for transgender medical tourism. Roberts changed his name to Clara Sorrenti, choosing his mother's surname, and guilted his dying father into using his life savings to pay for this surgery. This is true. You can see this tweet here. He was diagnosed with terminal cancer, and then he was like, okay, if you're just going to keep going on about how you're going to kill yourself if I don't do this, then fine, have the money. Pretty nasty.
That's horrible.
Yes, and it's the sort of thing you see from a lot of progressive and far-left teens, from what I've seen. In 2018 and 19, Roberts ran in provincial and federal elections, respectively, as a representative of the Communist Party of Canada. After losing both times, Roberts resigned in 2020 and has since disavowed the party. During his tenure as a communist, Roberts praised the USSR as an ethical industrial powerhouse. X'd doubt, but okay. You know,
obviously
that's
obviously not true.
I mean, with everything else going on with this person, they're obviously completely insane. So, I mean, I'm not surprised that they would come out with something so blatantly false. But let's carry on. Roberts was also accused of using party funds to fund an opiate addiction and a lifestyle as a BDSM fetishist in which he made bizarre foot fetish and fart fetish porn. These activities seem to have ceased sometime in 2021, but he continues to make porn-influenced statements to his audience, which, as mentioned in the Washington Post article, contains minors. In March 2022, Roberts helped deplatform fellow political streamer Destiny from Twitch. It appears this occurred due to Destiny believing that trans-identifying people should disclose their trans status to potential sexual partners.
I know, honesty is now
pretty
haram.
Pretty shocking position to take right there, I know.
You shouldn't lie to people, my goodness.
Yes, something that Roberts refuses to do. I have seen clips of Keffels talking about how they've slept with straight men before who didn't realise they were trans. Okay, if you say so. Roberts' deplatforming of Destiny in turn caused Lauren Southern, who restreamed one of Destiny's videos, to be banned from Twitch, something Roberts falsely took credit for. So Keffels is someone who is very eager to look as though they have some kind of massive influence on the online political sphere by taking credit for deplatforming Lauren Southern, which is not something that they, in particular, were actually guilty of. Prior to being banned from Twitch, Destiny accused Bob Posting, a trans-identified male who helps minors get cross-sex hormones, otherwise known as DIYHRT, without a prescription or a parent's consent, of being a paedophile. I wonder why. The cross-sex hormones Bob Posting provides are created by random people in their bathtubs who are so inexperienced with producing it that they must turn to Bob Posting for help making it. This means that not only are minors taking prescription drugs without a prescription, but said drugs are being produced by extremely inexperienced people, so there is no quality control, obviously. Additionally, this operation seems to be a profitable enterprise for Bob Posting, which means that he has financial incentives to give minors poorly produced hormones without the prescription. While it may seem that Roberts has only endorsed grooming efforts, he also ran one himself in a now-shuttered Discord server called Catboy Ranch, which Roberts has admitted to running. Minors engaged in and watched sexually explicit content, very adult and paedophilic activities. Lucas Roberts has endorsed and directed child grooming efforts to give minors unsafe substances made with poor quality control and to let minors engage in sexually explicit activities with adults. He exhibits a strong inability to engage in political discourse productively, illustrated in his tenure in the Communist Party. So today he has resorted to using the supposed popularity of his ideas to prove the validity of his ideas and to deplatform his political opponents. After reading all of this, do you think that Roberts is a hero for gender-confused, trans-identified youth? Or is he a man who supports child grooming and whose positions and ideas are so poor that he is unwilling to defend them? The two categories are mutually exclusive. And I think that really says it all. A very nice little roundup right there. So if you hear your kids talking about Keffels or anything related to Keffels, ban them from the internet immediately. And in fact, if you are a parent and you've got a child under the age of 18, ban them from the internet anyway, because honestly, they should be outside playing and leading a normal life.
If you appreciated that segment from the podcast The Lotus Eaters, you can go to lotuseaters.com to get access to all the premium content we have on the site, such as this premium article, Don't Use Woke Terminology by John Tangney, with a silver audio track for Silver Tier members. And you want to follow what else we're putting out? You can follow us on Getter at lotuseaters_com on Getter. Thank you and goodbye.
I knew some of it, but my God, hearing
it's
it all
awful.
Put together, yeah. What a terrible
this
person.
This is an awful person. You might want to keep this out of the out of the video, but I do really hope that Keffels